This episode of the Ageless and Awesome podcast is sponsored by the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. As a woman in the modern world, our hormones are taking a battering. They're impacted by the food we eat, the toxins we're exposed to, such as when we eat out of plastic takeaway containers, or even worse, reheat food in them. Please don't do this. If you're handling FPOS receipts, filling the car with fuel, eating non-organic produce that hasn't been washed effectively, plus so much more things add to our toxic load every day. Even though our bodies are designed to effectively manage toxins, they haven't evolved as quickly as our toxic world has, unfortunately. So our body does need support. Symptoms such as stubborn weight gain, fatigue, disrupted periods, irritability, and gut health issues can be a sign that you'd benefit from a gentle detox. And that's why I developed the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. This free guide has an abundance of information to get you started on your very own DIY detox. And if you'd like to upgrade to VIP, it's only $47 for a limited time. I used to sell this program for $247. The upgrade gives you the recipes, including plenty of plant-based options, the meal planner, the shopping list template, the video workshop, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more now. Take care of your hormones. They are a critical part of your health as a woman. Hi, I'm Susie Garden, and this is the Ageless and Awesome podcast. I'm an age-defying naturopath and clinical nutritionist, and I'm here to bust myths around women's health and aging so that you can be ageless and awesome in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. The Ageless and Awesome podcast is dedicated to helping women through perimenopause and menopause with great health, a positive mindset, and outrageous confidence. Hit subscribe or follow now, and let's get started. Hello, gorgeous one, and welcome to Q&A Thursday with me, Susie. And today I've got a really interesting question, and this is from Ingrid from Sydney. And she said she has recently been diagnosed with burning mouth syndrome and told it's related to menopause. And she wants to know, like, how? Like, she's never heard of this before. I actually have had one client with this. So it's, I don't think it's super common. However, I've been did a little bit of digging about it, and they say even up to 40% of menopausal women may get this burning mouth syndrome. So I wanted to first just explain a little bit about what it is, and I'm getting my information from the Mayo Clinic website because it's a really great resource for disease pathophysiology, and it's a really interesting little phenomena, to be honest. So burning mouth syndrome is the medical term, believe it or not. It doesn't sound very medical, does it? It sounds kind of made up, but it's a real thing. Burning mouth syndrome is this sensation of burning in the mouth without any injury, without any obvious cause. And this burning can be on the tongue, it can be on the gums, the lips, the roof of the mouth, large areas of the whole mouth, the inside of the cheeks, so virtually anywhere in the mouth. And this feeling can actually be quite severe. And it can be like you've actually burned yourself with a very hot drink. Sounds awful. And obviously quite distressing. Now, also the Mayo Clinic goes on to say that it comes on suddenly but can develop slowly over time, and often the specific cause can't be found. And actually on the Mayo Clinic, they don't mention anything about it being related to menopause. What they do say is that they list a whole bunch of possible causes, but then they call menopause as they call it a risk factor. So they're just saying your risk may be greater when you're in menopause if you're female, if you're over the age of 50. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So I dug a little bit deeper and I found some interesting literature. So the suggestion in the research is that burning mouth syndrome affects menopausal women 7 times as often as men, and that up to 1/5 of women in their 50s and older develop burning mouth syndrome. And so that kind of suggests that there is quite a significant link between menopause and burning mouth. And when I've looked around at a few different sources of information, essentially what I'm seeing is that there is not a lot that's understood about burning mouth syndrome. I think because it is, even though it's affecting menopausal women 7 times as often as men, which seems like a lot, I guess because they can't, people are describing what sounds like a physical injury, but there's been no actual trauma. They're thinking there may be some sort of nerve involvement, because obviously nerves transmit pain and those sorts of burning sensations. However, you know, you would think you would need to have some sort of testing that would show that's the case. What the theory is, that like so many other symptoms that we have in menopause and perimenopause, the theory is there is a link to the loss of estrogen, because we can get other changes in the mouth, including dryness in the mouth, changes in the sense of taste and smell that we know is related to the loss of estrogen. So the theory, I guess, that the researchers are running with is that there is a relationship between the loss of estrogen and this syndrome, burning mouth syndrome. So Ingrid, that's about all I can tell you about it, because just there is not a lot of information. There doesn't seem to be a lot of research going on. It is being recognized that it is a condition that exists. It's not, there's no suggestion that it is something that is psychological or made up or anything like that, even though burning mouth syndrome kind of sounds like it is made up, but it really is a recognized medical condition. And there can be, there's also, from what I read, links with low thyroid function, so hypothyroidism, but generally people would know if they've got a hypothyroid condition, because if you get yearly bloods done, the thyroid gland is usually checked. If you're getting those bloods done with your naturopath or nutritionist in Australia, they will generally do private pathology, where we can do way more comprehensive testing of the thyroid, particularly in our ladies over 40, because it is, being over 40 and being female is such a risk factor for low thyroid performance. Is that a word? But hypothyroidism. So thanks, Ingrid, for your question. It was really fun actually to look into that. As I mentioned, I have had one client who came to me for the GLOW protocol who had burning mouth syndrome, and I didn't really think the GLOW protocol would be able to give relief from that, but it actually did. It actually did. I was so amazed. I mean, I've probably said to you before, I'm continually amazed at the power of nutrition and personalized nutrition on people's health, symptoms, well-being, mental health, etc. And to have something like burning mouth, which there really isn't a lot they can do about it. There's not really any treatment that is advised. The only treatment really is to monitor and write down when you have the symptom and try and track back and see, well, what did you eat? Did you have stress? Did you have something else? Use a certain toothpaste or a mouthwash or something that may have triggered off those symptoms. So at the moment, that's really it is avoidance of triggers. But as I said, I have seen, it's only one lady that's had it that's come through my program, but she had a really good result with that. So definitely, I think if you do look at nutrition, you do look at lowering inflammation in the body, and you do look at supporting your hormone balance, you'll probably get a better result than not doing those things. Also, drinking lots of water, I think, helps as well. So I hope, Ingrid, that was helpful. And to anyone else that maybe is thinking, gosh, I get that. I didn't know that that was related to menopause. Then perhaps, you know, if that's something that you want to work on with a professional like myself, more than happy to have a chat. It may not be the right route for you to go, but I always love to speak with people about their health and what's going on with their symptoms, because I learn a lot from doing that. So please feel free to book in for your pre-screening call. The link is in the show notes. I'm recording this just before the long weekend of Easter. So if you celebrate that, please enjoy your long weekend, and I hope you get some beautiful rest and downtime no matter what you are doing. I'll be back hopefully with a fresh podcast on next Tuesday, hoping to do that if I get some time. Otherwise, it will be one of my favorite older episodes. All right, enjoy, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Ageless and Awesome podcast. If you liked today's episode, make sure you click the little plus button if you're on Apple Podcasts, or the follow button if you're on Spotify, so that you get each new episode delivered to you every single week. If you like free stuff, then head to the show notes and click the link to receive my free Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for perimenopausal women. Or if you'd like to continue the discussion, head over to Instagram and DM me at Susie Garden Wellness. I'd love to connect with you.